talking about law of attraction.
Right.
And here you all are out here on the leading edge, really defining what it means. It's not just focusing upon something and magically making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's about discovering through the awareness of your vibrations within you and melding them together and coming into vibrational alignment. It's a very, very big picture that people are becoming interested in and aware of. In other words, when we say this is the time of awakening, we're not kidding. It's the time of waking up to who you are, to who you have become, and closing that gap.
Right.
So, we do not see the immediate time that's before you, or the generation that will follow you, or the one that follows that, or the one that follows that. In other words, the things that will take place on this planet in the next 100 years, the exhilaration that will be experienced by those who learn to align with what's in their vibrational escrow. And those who don't align with it, those that hold to those old thoughts, those who continue to fuss and worry, they're going to have an increasingly hard time. But guess what that means that they will offer to the world? The harder time they have, the more they put into vibrational escrow. Until in time, there will be a time when so many will be understanding law of attraction, so many will be feeling the exhilaration of their own vibrational escrow, so many will be utilizing the guidance systems that they were born with, that the majority will be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. In other words, it just gets easier and easier and easier. As you walk about as the joyful people that you are, you add immeasurably because you cause people to wonder what you've got going on. And even if you don't stop and have a conversation with them, and sometimes it's better that you don't, because if they're over here and you're over here, the conversation isn't pleasing to either of you. But just living what you know causes the vibration of this physical earth plane to begin to raise to match more and more what's in vibrational escrow. The happier you are, the more you teach through the clarity of your example. And so others then have greater opportunity to be happy too. But there's another thing that goes on. It's the dilution ratio. Do you know that when you live in this physical format, in this physical body, in an attitude of joy, that you add to the dilution ratio, you raise the vibration of the physical manifested platform on which you stand, and you, in your influence, assist others of then, by virtue of their association with you, of being closer to what's in that world vibrational escrow.
Yeah.
That's why there are inventions that are conjured from the needs of past societies that someone then can be inspired to receive once the vibration has been raised enough, you see.
Yes.
Isn't it good to know the part you play?
Yes.
Just don't worry about those that aren't catching on, because in your worry about them, you don't let yourself catch on either.
Right, that's good. Okay, well, so one other thing. I love the concept, what am I thinking about you that keeps me from alignment? And so I don't use that exercise very often, but sometimes I do. I have several favorites. But, when I figure out what I'm thinking about you that keeps me from alignment, then what do I do with that?
For example?
Well, say I'm thinking about my, you know, brother-in-law, and I've written positive aspects about him, and that'll help on some occasions. And sometimes I think about what's in his vibrational my escrow of him, and sometimes that is the thing that works. And then, but sometimes I'm still kind of a little bit got that. Well,
What makes him a point of your focus at all? Why do you think about him?
Because he's my partner's brother, and he's in our lives a lot more. I don't spend that much time around my family because I didn't want to for most of my life. And then I got with somebody who loves family and loves to have family around all the time. So I am forever honing some of my relationships with family. And
so what you're saying is this isn't someone that I can ignore. It would be easy.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to ignore. But since I can't ignore, I've got no choice but to clean up my vibration.
Exactly. And I'm yeah. Yeah,
so we think this question, what does my inner being think about you, will be a really good key for you. So focus upon this person, and your partner won't mind. Tell us how you, in your disconnected state, see this person.
How I disconnectedly see him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, how my source doesn't see him? Having a great life and complaining about tons of little stuff all the time that gets him more of tons of little stuff and complaining.
So he's a complainer. What else?
He's a complainer, and he's a kind of a little, nag on his wife just a little bit.
Sort of know-it-all?
sort of know-it-all,